The brother of George Floyd, the African-American man whose death has sparked 6 days of chaos and destruction in the United States, has urged America to end the violence. At the same time, armed counter-protest movements, including a far-right group, are urging followers to prepare to take matters into their own hands. More than half of American states have called in the National Guard to clamp down on the demonstrations, and the president is urging other governors to do the same. North America correspondent David Lipson explains.
The president held a phone hookup with state governors. Scratchy audio of the call was promptly leaked.
What's going on in New York is terrible. It's terrible.
He said state leaders would look like jerks if they didn't get control of their cities, urging LA and New York, which both have Democrat governors, to use the National Guard to clamp down.
But New York is going to have to toughen up. And we'll send you National Guard if you want.
He used Minnesota as an example, the state where George Floyd was killed, suggesting the state was a laughingstock when rioters had the upper hand.
The whole world was laughing.
When the National Guard was brought in, he said, they walked through the protests like butter.
Because you dominated. You dominated.
More than half of US states have now called in the National Guard, but in Minnesota, the military units are beginning to stand down. Last night was peaceful there, even after a tanker truck parted a large group of protesters at speed.
I was breathless as I watched it because I thought I was going to witness dozens or hundreds killed.
Governor John Harrington says incredible restraint was shown when the mob swarmed on the driver.
The crowd, the vast majority, were protecting him. The protesters were protecting the driver, who they had just seen appear to run into the crowd because they realized how dangerous the situation was.
What's his name?
George Floyd!
George Floyd's brother visited the site where he was killed today.
George!
He said the ongoing violence is overshadowing his memory.
What are y'all doing? Y'all doing nothing! Because that's not going to bring my brother back at all. It may feel good for the moment, just like when you drink. But when they come down, you're gonna wonder what you did.
That's right.
Let's do this another way. Let's stop thinking that our voice don't matter and vote.
There are also signs counter-protest movements are gearing up.
Clean your firearms and get them ready, okay? Get them ready and be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Things are heating up.
That's Joey Gibson from the group Patriot Prayers. Amid photos of heavily armed citizens guarding local businesses, he urges his 14,000 Facebook followers to pray and ask themselves what to do next.
Do we go into these areas and shut down these protests? They're not protests, these riots. Or do we bunker down and wait for it to come to our door? That's the question.
This is a perilous moment in American history. By and large, the rioters have aimed their fury at property, but it won't take much for citizens to set their sights on each other. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.